Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So now we're just going to transition into a description of the Korban Pesach. HaPesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitos. The way they would shech the Korban Pesach was in three different groups. Shenamar V'Shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. So we darshan Kahal Ve'eda V'Yisrael are three different groups of people. So how did they do it? Nichnas Hakas Rishon and Nismalis Hazara. First group would come in, and the whole Azara was filled with people. Nalu dalsos Azara, so they'd close up the gates of the Azara. Taku riva taku. So then the Kohanim blew a tkiya, true a tkiya. So for regular kabbalas, a single Kohen gets the blood, catches the blood in a kli, and he brings it, right? He does the Kabbalah, and then he does the holacha to the Mizbeach. But the Korban Pesach, they had like a whole assembly line. They didn't have a guy catching it and walking it to the Mizbeach. Rather, Hakohanim omdim shura shura subiyadeim b'zichei chesav b'zichei. The Kohanim stood in rows, and they had held in their hands gold and silver bowls that they would use to bring the blood to the Mizbeach. Shura Shekula Kesef Kesef, Shura Shekula Zav Zahav. Everyone in the row had to have the same type of kli. So all the people in a row where some people were holding silver kelim had to be holding silver kelim. All people in a row where some people were holding gold kelim had to be holding gold kelim. Lo Yimo Ravin, you wouldn't mix silver and gold, it wouldn't look nice, it would look manumer. Lo The bowls didn't have a wide bottom that it could rest. It was like pointy at the bottom, so you couldn't put it down, because if you could put it down, we're afraid someone might put it down and the blood would congeal. They might put it down and the blood would congeal. Mishnah Vav continues, Shachat Yisrael, a Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen, which Shach LeKorban Pesach if he wants to. It doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. The Kibbal HaKohen, but already starting from Kabbalah Sadam, that has to be done by a Kohen. Nosel Chaver V'Chaver L'Chaver. That Kohen would hand it off to the Kohen next to him, would hand it off to the Kohen next to him, and would go up the assembly line. Each Kohen would take the cup that was full of blood and return in the reverse direction on the assembly line, the cup that had already been emptied of the blood by because it was already Nizrak on the Mizbech. Kohen HaKor Veitz on Mizbech, Zorek Zrika Achas Keneged Yisod, and the Kohen that was closest to the Mizbech would do one Zrika by the Yisod HaMizbech. So Mishnah Hey, we learned that Pesach is taken care of in three different groups of people, called Kahal Adas Yisrael, so that's three different groups of people. First group would come in and fill up the Azara, then they'd close the doors of the Azara, they'd blow a tkiya through a tkiya, the Kohanim would stand in rows, and the rows had to be consistent that you were either holding gold kelim or silver kelim, but the kelim could not be placed down. There were kelim that didn't have a base to place them down, a flat bottom to place them down, because we're afraid then the blood would be congealed and it wouldn't be able to do Zrika. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that a Yisrael could do the Shechita, but from then on, from the Kabbalah Elach, a Kohen does, and each Kohen would do the Kabbalah Sadam, and then would pass it to the next Kohen in the assembly line, to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, till it got to the guy next to the Mizbech, and he would do the Zrika, and then he would pass back the empty. So as this was going on, each one was passing a full cup in one direction, and passing back an empty cup in the opposite direction. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.